We've all experienced those moments when life feels overwhelming. Imagine a world where your stress melts away and nothing can disturb your tranquility. In this episode, we're going to explore how to make that world a reality. Today, we explore how to find solace in the midst of chaos. As Buddha once said, peace comes from within. Do not seek it without. Today, we're exploring the art of finding that inner peace. Welcome back to this episode of Heart to Heart with Patty Mlauzi. Dear listeners, thank you for listening, sharing, and subscribing to this channel. Your comments and heartfelt contributions are what give this podcast a heartbeat. You are indeed the heartbeat of this podcast, and your support means the world to me. We appreciate all our listeners from across the globe, and it gives me so much joy that we are keeping the Earth's heart open. Creating this podcast has been a deeply rewarding journey, and it's all thanks to you. A quick recap of what we talked about in the previous episode. We spoke about embracing imperfection, embarking on a personal journey to healing, breaking the cycle of hurt, and exploring the essential concept of generational healing, among other interesting topics. These themes highlighted the universal truths that shape our lives and relationships. As we move forward, we build upon these valuable insights, exploring new facets of the human experience and delving into more profound conversations that touch the heart. Join us in our continued journey of self-discovery, growth, and understanding in this episode of Heart to Heart with Patty Mlauzi. Eleanor Roosevelt once said, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." How can we apply this wisdom to protect our inner peace in a world filled with external pressures and conflicts? In today's fast-paced world, safeguarding your peace is crucial. We explore practical strategies to do that, from setting boundaries to embracing mindfulness. We'll cover it in today's episode. Peace is a precious commodity. It is something that we should strive to protect. But what is peace, or what does it imply? According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, peace is defined as a state of tranquility or quiet, such as freedom from civil disturbance, a state of security or order within a community provided for by law or custom, freedom from troubling or oppressive thoughts or emotions, as well as harmony in personal relations. But in today's fast-paced and often stressful world, it can be difficult to keep our peace. Whether it's a family dispute, workplace friction, strained relationship, troublesome neighbor, or even parental strife, the key is to work on yourself and safeguard your inner peace and space. There's a lot to be said about this, but there are a few ways to protect your peace. And here they are. Protecting your peace starts with boundaries. Boundaries are the protective walls we build around our well-being. They are vital because they shield us from negativity, preserve our time and energy, and help us maintain our sense of self. Imagine this. You've had a long day at work and you're physically and emotionally drained. A friend calls asking for a favor that you simply cannot handle at the moment. Without setting a boundary, you might say yes, leading to burnout and resentment. Setting boundaries allows you to protect your well-being and maintain healthier relationships. It's important to set boundaries with people in your life, especially those who tend to be negative or draining. You don't have to answer every phone call or text message. You don't have to participate in every conversation. Setting boundaries means communicating your needs and expectations to others in a clear and assertive way. It's about protecting your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Boundaries can be difficult to set, especially with people who are close to us, but they're essential for maintaining healthy relationships and avoiding burnout. Why are boundaries so important? Well, there are a couple of reasons. First, they help us to protect ourselves from people who may be negative, draining, or abusive. Secondly, boundaries help us to manage our time and energy effectively. And thirdly, boundaries help us to maintain our own sense of self and identity. Some examples of boundaries that you might set are not checking emails outside your work hours, not taking on new commitments unless you have the time and energy, saying no to requests from friends and family if you don't have the bandwidth or capacity, taking breaks from social media and other online activities, spending time alone to recharge. It's important to note that setting boundaries can sometimes be perceived as selfish or uncaring. But remember that you have the right to set limits on your time, energy, and emotional resources. If someone is upset with you for setting a boundary, stand your ground and explain that you're doing it for your own well-being. You can also offer compromise or find a solution that works for both of you. I'm going to give a few examples of how setting boundaries can be perceived as negative yet necessary. It could be saying no to a friend who wants to hang out when you're feeling burnt out. This might be perceived as being selfish, but it's necessary to protect your own well-being. Not checking work emails outside of work hours. This can be perceived as unprofessional, but it's important to set boundaries between your work and your personal life to maintain a good work-life balance. Taking a break from social media. I know we are so glued to our phones and our screens so much, which might be perceived as being antisocial if you take a break from that, but it's necessary to protect your mental health. Setting boundaries is a critical skill for everyone to learn. It can be difficult at first, but it's worth it in the long run. Boundaries can help you to maintain healthy relationships, avoid burnout, and live a more fulfilling life. Boundaries will lead you to being peaceful. Coming back to protecting your peace, it's important to take care of yourself. Make sure that you're getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, and exercising regularly. Taking care of your physical and mental health will help you better cope with stress and adversity. Spend time in nature. It has shown to have a number of benefits, both physical and mental. It can help reduce stress, improve mood, and boost creativity. Visit your local park or botanical garden and just connect to the wonderful nature. Meditate or practice mindfulness. Meditation and mindfulness can help you to focus on the present moment and let go of the negative thoughts and emotions. Meditation is the practice of focusing your attention on the present moment, while mindfulness is the practice of being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations without judgment. When you meditate or practice mindfulness, you train your mind to focus on the present moment and let go of negative thoughts and emotions. This can help you to feel more calm, centered, and at peace. To do so, you should find a quiet place where you won't be disturbed, sit or lie down in a comfortable position, close your eyes and take a few breaths. Focus your attention on your breath. Notice the rise and fall of your chest as you inhale and exhale. If your mind wanders, gently bring it back to your breath. Don't judge yourself if your mind wanders. It's normal. Just keep bringing it back to your breath. You can start with a few minutes of meditation or mindfulness each day and gradually increase the amount of time as you become more comfortable. Meditation and mindfulness have been shown to be effective in reducing stress and anxiety. When you're stressed or anxious, your mind is racing and you're focused on negative thoughts. This exercise can help you to calm your mind and let go of the negative thoughts. Furthermore, it can help you to improve your emotional regulation skills. This means you're better able to manage your emotions and avoid reacting impulsively. When you're able to regulate your emotions more effectively, you're less likely to act on negative emotions such as anger, frustration, and bitterness. This exercise can help you to become more self-aware. This means that you'll be better able to understand your thoughts, feelings, and body sensations. When you're more self-aware, you're better able to make choices that are aligned with your values and goals. Some practical tips and examples of when you can apply meditation and mindfulness to help you maintain your peace in everyday life. One example could be if you're feeling stressed or anxious about work. This can help you to calm your mind and focus on the present moment. If you're feeling overwhelmed by a to-do list, it can help you to focus on the task at hand and avoid getting overwhelmed. If you're feeling frustrated or angry with someone, this can help you to calm down and communicate in a more constructive way. Just to digress, I was once, or twice, who's counting, very irritated and angry at a senior colleague of mine. I literally had to get up from where I was and walked out of the room and went to the bathroom and cried. I don't know if any one of you have done this, but sometimes when your wrong buttons are pressed and you have to contemplate between being fired, prison, or tears. I choose tears because, hello, I'm a mom and I need to take care of the bills. But hey, sometimes. Anyway, back to meditation and mindfulness. This can be practiced anyway, at any time. They are simple but powerful tools that can help you to maintain your peace and well-being. Some tips for meditation. Find a quiet place. Select a peaceful spot where you won't be disturbed. Switch off your TV if need be, your radio. Close your windows, close your doors, even if it's just in the corner of your home. Sit in a comfortable position, whether it's on a chair, cushion, or floor. Keep your back straight and alert. Close your eyes. Close your eyes to eliminate visual distraction and turn your focus inward. Take a few deep breaths to relax. Inhale deeply through your nose. Hold for a moment and exhale slowly through your mouth. Concentrate on your breath. Feel the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe in and out. If your mind wanders, gently bring it back to your breath. Begin with just a few minutes each day and gradually increase the duration as you become more comfortable. Even 5 to 10 minutes can be beneficial. Find a consistent time for meditation, such as in the morning or before bed. Consistency is key. Practice mindfulness during routine activities like eating, walking, or even washing dishes. Pay full attention to the experience. Take mindful breaths during stressful moments. Pause, take a few breaths, and focus on the sensation of your breathing to stay calm. When you eat, savor each bite. Pay attention to the flavors, textures, and smells. Avoid distractions like screens. Spend time in nature without distractions. Listen to birds, feel the breeze, and truly connect to the environment. During conversations, listen actively to the speaker. Avoid thinking about your response. Instead, focus on what's being said. At times, do a quick body scan. Start at your toes and work your way up, paying attention to any tension or sensations. Before bed, reflect on 3 things that you're grateful for that day. This promotes a positive mindset. When stress arises, pause for a moment, acknowledge your emotions and thoughts without judgment before responding. Some relatable examples of mindfulness. Practice mindfulness when brushing your teeth. Focus on the sensation of the toothbrush against your teeth, the taste of the toothpaste, and the rhythm of your brushing. Turn off the radio or podcast and practice deep breathing during your commute. Be mindful of the sights and sounds around you. When having lunch, put away your devices and fully engage in your meal so you can taste the food, feel the textures, and appreciate the break. If you encounter a stressful situation at work, take a short mindful break. Close your eyes, take deep breaths, and notice how your body reacts to stress before addressing the issue. Or like me, just go to the bathroom and cry. Before sleep, practice a short meditation to relax your mind. Focus on your breath and let go of the day's worries. As we reach the end of another heart-to-heart conversation, I want to extend my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you who has joined us today. Your presence and commitment to this journey of healing and self-discovery mean the world to me. If today's episode has touched your heart, if it has resonated with you in any way, I urge you to take action. It's not enough to simply listen. Transformation happens when we apply what we've learned. Consider trying out meditation or mindfulness, even if it's just a few minutes a day. Embrace the power of the present moment and you'll be amazed at how it can enrich your life. And remember, your stories and experiences, they matter. They matter. I invite you to share them with me. Whether it's a moment of triumph, a challenge you overcame, or a question that's been weighing on your mind. I'm here to listen and support you on your journey. Together we can create a community of hearts seeking growth and understanding. So let's stay connected. Reach out, share your thoughts, and let's continue this beautiful journey together. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Heart with Patty Mulaozi on your preferred podcast platform. If you found value in today's conversation, consider leaving a 5-star rating and sharing it with your friends, family, and colleagues. Our podcast is available on leading platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and many more. There's no excuse for missing out on this wonderful journey of the heart. New episodes are released every Friday. Each one a chance to explore the profound realms of healing, forgiveness, and self-discovery. So, are you ready to continue on this transformative journey of the heart? Join us again next Friday, and let your heart be the compass that guides you to a more enlightened future. Subscribe, connect, and share the love. Until our next heartfelt conversation, take care, keep your hearts open, and let the journey continue. I just had to pause there to practice some mindfulness and breathe in and out. But if you can't comment on the social media platforms or on the podcast platforms, drop me a mail or a voice recording of what the podcasts that you've listened to by Patty Mulaozi have meant to you, or if you want to contribute, or if there's something that you want to hear us talk about. Drop us a mail at pattymula@gmail.com. Patty, PattyMula@gmail.com. Thank you.